Have you seen many Christmas beetles yet? How about bogong moths? In years gone past, they have been staples of the Christmas season, but now their absence is a grim reminder of the biodiversity crisis that's facing Australia. Well, this morning, the government will reveal its plan to protect vulnerable habitats and endangered animals. Brendan Wintle is a professor of biodiversity science at the University of Melbourne, and as of last night, he's now the lead councillor in the Biodiversity Council, which was launched by the Environment Minister. Welcome to RN Breakfast, Brendan.
Thanks, Patricia. Nice to be here.
Before the creation of this new body, you gave the government frank advice around the decline of Australia's plants and animals. What did you tell them?
Well, it was pretty clear that we are seeing a biodiversity crisis that is actually an existential risk for us. Biodiversity underpins all aspects of our life, our health, our economy, our food systems, and essentially our prosperity and happiness. And yet it's declining at a pretty terrifying rate globally, but no more so than here in Australia, where we have the highest rates of biodiversity loss of any developed nation. And so, you know, we need to actually act now and turn that around. And you know, I think we're finally seeing the social and political environment in which we might actually see some action.
How will this council address what you've raised?
So the council is an independent body of experts who are seeking to be basically a voice for biodiversity. We will help people understand what biodiversity is, what the biodiversity crisis is, and why they should care about it from a very personal and also from a sort of a national perspective. And most importantly, what we can actually do about it, both as individuals, organisations, businesses and governments. And so the council will basically work to help people interpret the events of the day. If we have a bushfire, if we lose another species, if there's a new piece of legislation or a new mine or something is approved, we'll be there to help the public understand the implications of those things, and we'll be there to try and help guide decision makers around the best possible avenues for addressing the biodiversity crisis.
Later today, the Albanese government will establish a federal environmental protection agency. It's in response to a 2020 review of our environmental legislation that was conducted by Graham Samuel, but the devil is usually in the detail. What are you hoping to see in the announcement later today by the Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek?
Look, I think the very clear message from Graham Samuel's review of our lead environmental laws is that we need much better and clearer regulation and rules around activities that impact on biodiversity. We're still seeing habitat loss, you know, the land clearing and the destruction of habitats in urban and rural environments that is the key driver of extinction globally. And here in Australia, we're seeing catastrophic impacts of invasive species and now climate change starting to impact on species. So the Graham Samuel recommended, independent agency, a cop on the beat, if you like, to help try and rein in the immense amount of habitat loss and land clearing that we're still seeing. That's a really crucial step. He recommended that we set standards that we can all adhere to, so that the government would set environmental standards that states and large organisations and businesses would adhere to, that we're going to achieve outcomes for biodiversity. These are crucial basic ingredients. The next, important thing to keep an eye on is once we have an environment protection agency that's there to help make sure that we look after our habitats and our biodiversity, is how well resourced is it? And that's been the problem in the past. For the last 20 years, we've seen a degradation of the resources allocated to environmental management, both on the regulatory side, that is making sure that we're, people are doing the right thing and businesses and organisations are doing the right thing and not impacting on biodiversity, but also on the positive side, on the recovery side, we really need to see a dramatic increase in the resources that are available for conserving species that are close to extinction.
Look, just finally, in the last minute we have, it's expected to reignite calls for a climate trigger, a mechanism which would force regulators to take account of emissions when approving projects. It wasn't recommended in the Samuel Review. Should it be a focus?
Look, it's. I doubt we're going to see that today. I think we probably do need to really consider, and this is something that I think is really well understood now by the public, and we saw that come through in the last election. People are genuinely worried about climate change. They're genuinely worried about the impacts that it's having on them already, personally, and also the impacts it's having on the environment. At some point, we have to start to look at the individual contribution that projects will make to climate change and greenhouse gas emissions in particular. So, look, I don't think we're going to see the climate trigger come in, anytime soon. But at some point, we have to have that conversation again as a nation about how we make sure that our laws are encouraging a pathway to, net zero, and that is one of the ways that we can get there is by actually tightening those regulations.
Thank you so much for your time. Professor Brendan Wintall is the lead counsellor for the Biodiversity Council.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.
Hi, podcasters. Just thought I'd give a quick shout out to The Science Show. I read your text, so I know you all love a good science story. Of course you do. So check out The Science Show with the fabulous Robin Williams on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.